بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عن أبي ثعلبة الخشني جرثوم بن ناشر رضي الله عنه عن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: إن الله تعالى فرض فرائض، إن الله تعالى فرض فرائض فلا تضيعوها، وحد حدودا فلا تعتدوها، وحرم أشياء فلا تنتهكوها، وسكت عن أشياء رحمة لكم غير نسيان فلا تبحثوا عنها. حديث حسن رواه الدارقطني. هذا أبو ثعلبة الخشني جرثوم ابن ناشر رضي الله عنه narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala made certain things faraz for you, certain things obligatory for you, so do not neglect them. So the first thing, this hadith is making things very, very simple for us. Sometimes a person can't remember everything, and person is not in a position to remember detail, fine details. So this hadith is making things very, very simple for us, and yet it's covering the whole aspects of deen, the main aspects of deen, pivotal aspects of deen, this hadith is covering. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying that Allah Pak makes certain things faraz for you, so don't neglect them. Those things that are faraz, for example, your namaz, your zakat, your salat, your hajj, if it is necessary for you, etc. These things now are faraz, it's necessary for you to do it, so don't neglect what is faraz upon you. What you have to do, don't neglect it. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he laid down certain limits. Allah Pak had put down certain limits. This is the limit you can go to. This is the limit you don't go to. If you go into this limit, you're going into haram, you're going into guna. Don't go. That's a limit that you've got. You're only allowed to keep contact with mahram woman, those that are halal for you. That's your limit, you stop there. Person is, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the limit that you can look at your wife, there's no harm. To look beyond that, now that is the limit. Beyond that is guna. So these are examples. Allah Pak has created certain limits. So don't go beyond those limits that Allah Pak has allowed. Next thing, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that these limits, don't exceed them. He prohibited. Allah Pak made certain things completely haram. So don't indulge in them at all. Those things that are halal, within its limits. Those things that are haram, don't go there at all. Those things that are faraz, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is saying, don't neglect them. Simple. Nabi sallam is making it very, very simple. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went on to say, and he was silent, Allah Pak was silent about certain things as a mercy to you, and not because of forgetfulness, so don't delve into them. What Allah Pak didn't mention to be haram, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't mention to be a guna, something that a person shouldn't, or Rasulullah sallam didn't mention something to be disliked, something that we shouldn't be doing. Now unnecessarily don't make khuraj, don't start digging and looking and seeing what is in there. This is as a mercy to you. Allah Pak has remained silent about certain things. So don't delve into it. Don't unnecessarily go into things that you don't need. Deen is so simple. What is faraz, you just do it. Don't neglect it. What is haram, don't even go there. What is halal, do it, but within the limits. Don't go beyond the limits. Don't make that halal now haram for yourself by going beyond and exceeding the limits of halal. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made halal, stick to that. Don't go beyond that. And what he's silent about, don't unnecessarily start digging into those things and looking for problems and looking for things. Otherwise, there's no end that will come. Person will continue going into a doubt. If he continuously starts looking for difficulties, he starts looking for technicalities, then he'll continuously be in a doubt. And sometimes it happens, person, for example, is invited to somebody's house to eat. Now, you can see that this person is a decent person. He's a Muslim person. He invited him. That's enough for him now. He doesn't need to start digging. Let me see what this person's income is like. Let me start finding out what his income and where he bought this meat from and where he bought this from. Now, he starts digging. Then what will happen? There will be no end to it. Because now the person will serve him something. Now, he'll say, where did the samosa come from? What's inside now? Where did the meat come from? So continuously he'll be digging and there'll be no end to it. So this is what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us. That don't go into those things. It is not mentioned, it's halal for you, stick in the limits, don't go and start digging and delving into those things that you don't need to. Hazrat Mawlana rahmatullah mentioned one incident. There was once a person in his farm, and he was so particular, so meticulous, that he was, everything he was going to the detail, he was just showing that you don't do this type of thing, that you be so doubtful of everything, that he wouldn't eat food from anywhere. Nobody, he'd only eat food from his farm, and that too, what is grown in the earth. But he was so doubtful of everything that only what was coming out from the earth he would eat. So his mind, now this is what happens, the mind starts playing with you, shaitan starts playing with the mind, that he'll even make it difficult for a person living like this who's only eating from the ground. So he said one day what had happened was his bull had gone into the neighbor's farm, walked into the neighbor's farm, and when it had come back, then in its hooves it had brought some soil from the neighbor's farm and came back into his farm. So now this farmer, he will normally put the seeds there. Now he noticed that this bull had brought some sand from the neighbor's farm and had come into his yard. But now it was worrying him, because he had this type of a mind that the sand was from the neighbor's farm without the neighbor's permission, and the seeds were from me. So there's a mix between the neighbor's sand and my seeds. So this can't be halal for me. He stopped eating from his own farm also. So then Mawlana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi says, whether this incident is 100% correct or true, he says, I'm not sure, but this is what we heard from our elders, this story. But the moral of the story is that don't put yourself into such a chakkar where you continuously start questioning and asking, because there's no finish to it. Look at this person. He was staying on a farm, and yet he went into that chakkar. Now he couldn't even eat from his own farm. And Abdullah ibn Awfa رضي الله عنه قال غزونا مع رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبع غزوات تأكل الجراد وفي رواية تأكل معه الجراد. حضرت عبد الله بن أبي أوفى رضي الله عنه narrates that we went with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم on 7 expeditions during which we ate locusts. Another narration has we ate locusts with him. From here we learn that eating locusts also is permissible. According to all the imams, that eating locusts is permissible. And locusts are one of those creatures that doesn't have to be slaughtered. There's no need to make zaba of it also, like fish. So fish and locusts a person can eat without making zaba. One more hadith, and Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam qal, la yuldaghu al-mu'minu min juhrin wahidin marratain. Hadith Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a believer is not bitten from the same hole twice. Very, very good principle to learn in life. Whether it's in a person's business, whether it's in a person's dini side, whether any side, that a person, a Muslim, is one that is la yuldaghul mu'min. A mu'min is one that is not bitten from the same hole twice. In other words, a snake stays in a hole. And a person put his hand there and he got bitten once. Just as an example, put his hand and he got bitten once. Now again, he's not so foolish to put his hand again there so that he can be bitten twice. Now what this hadith is referring to, on which occasion Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he just draw a parable that a Muslim is intelligent. One time he learnt a lesson, that lesson for him now should last for the rest of his life. He doesn't need to keep on learning the same lesson. A mu'min is sharp enough. One time he learnt his lesson, he burnt his fingers. Now the next time he'll take his cautions and he'll be on ihtiyat. He'll be on precautions. He's careful of what he does now. He already burnt himself. On one occasion, there was a person, or not on one occasion, there was a poet by the name of Abu Ghazza. Now what this Abu Ghazza would do is he would sing poetry inciting the non-Muslims against the Muslims, inciting the Muslims to go against the Muslims and attack the Muslims, etc. So this is what he would do, that he would make poetry and he'd encourage fighting against the Muslims. So in the Battle of Badr, this person was captured, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, now that he was captured, he had taken a promise by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I promise that I won't do this again. I'm serious. I won't do this again. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam accepted his promise and let him free. And then what had happened? He started again the same story. He started his poetry inciting the kuffar against the Muslims. So now in the Battle of Uhud he was caught. And when he was caught now in the Battle of Uhud and brought to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, again now he made a promise that I promise I won't do this again. On this occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam instructed that this person must be killed. Why? He's a fitna maker. He's causing a lot of problems for the Muslims, a lot of difficulties. So he was executed. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked, now Sahaba asked, that this person had promised that he won't do it again, why did you order for him to be killed? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam quoted this hadith, La yuldaghu al-mu'minu min juhrin wahidin marratain. A mu'min is not bitten from the same hole twice. When he learned his lesson one time, then he doesn't need to learn the lesson again. He already had learned his lesson. So often we see this happening, that many times we get into problems, we get into trouble, that we did something and we found that it was great loss, great harm. So next time a person is away, we don't need to do those things. Ay Allah Pak, give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi.